The death toll from that Syrian gas attack continues to rise. It's now at least 72, one of the deadliest incidents in the six-year-old Syrian civil war. And of course, a horrific use of chemical weapons that was supposed to be removed under an Obama-era deal. The UN Security Council is considering a resolution condemning the use of chemical weapons in Syria. Today, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said, if the UN isn't going to act, we, the U.S., may. And in an interesting side note, while this goes on, one of the president's top security advisors, Steve Bannon, has been removed from the National Security Council. We'll keep an eye on that as we bring in Greg Myrie, NPR national security correspondent in Washington. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Robin.
So Assad's regime says that deadly gas was actually released when a Syrian airstrike hit a rebel arsenal. What do we know about those claims?
Well, we're still in the investigative stage, but we have a history here, and the Syrian regime has always denied using chemical weapons and often blamed the rebels. But the limited evidence that we have so far suggests this came from an airstrike by the Syrian government on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, well, and doctors have said that the injuries would not be, you know, the same if it were from something blowing up on the ground. But meanwhile, remind us why there would be chemical weapons in Syria. They were supposed to be removed and destroyed in that multilateral deal struck with the UN and Russia during the Obama administration after a gas attack in 2013. Russia was supposed to be shipping the weapons away from Syria.
That's right. And Syria declared the weapons. They were taken out. However, there was always doubt, and even some doubts from within the Obama administration, did Syria remove all its chemical weapons, number one. And number two, it has the technology to make them, so it could make more after it had released its stockpile. So that's certainly been the issue for the last 3 or 4 years. We haven't seen a chemical weapons attack on this scale since then. What we have seen are chlorine attacks, considered sort of a poor man's chemical weapon because it has multiple uses and it's not nearly as deadly as some of these other agents, the sarin gas attack back in 2013 that you were referring to. So this would suggest that this is the most serious attack we've seen in the last 4 years.
Yeah. Well, and it's only added to the blame game. We have a White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer saying this chemical attack was a consequence of the weakness of the Obama administration. We remember President Obama drew a line in the sand in 2012, but when Syria crossed it, he did not do something militarily. He worked on that chemical weapons deal. But his supporters say the U.S. didn't have the stomach for a military attack in 2012, and it didn't seem as if Donald Trump did either.
Well, you know, I hate to use the phrase have the stomach for. I guess the point is what would be achieved by that? And the U.S., the Obama administration, and the Trump administration have focused very much on attacking ISIS. They consider that the greatest threat to the United States. And Obama started bombing ISIS in 2014. Trump has certainly emphasized that. The Obama administration did call for the removal of Assad. They say he should step down, but didn't do anything to attack him. Now we're going to see what the Trump administration might do. But again, they've already been giving signals, and again yesterday, that removing Assad is not their top priority.
Yeah, and we just should add that back then, a then civilian Donald Trump sent out tweets urging President Obama not to strike the Assad regime, to hold his powder, I think was the phrase that he used in different tweets. But what about the messages coming now from President Trump's administration? Some are saying that it's given Assad free rein. If the president is saying, you know, we are not looking to remove, if President Trump is saying we're not looking to remove President Assad.
I think this would be the latest of several things that are making President Assad feel pretty comfortable, that the Trump administration is saying removing him is not a priority. Go back a couple months to when the Assad regime captured Aleppo, the last major city it didn't control. The United States campaign against ISIS has gained momentum, and ISIS is on the defensive. You put all these things together, and Assad is feeling pretty comfortable these days and seems to have no real reason to negotiate. He's feeling pretty strong and perhaps as strong and as confident at any time in the last 6 years of the war.
Well, we heard Ambassador Haley at the UN say if the UN isn't going to act, we, the U.S., may. Doing what? Is there a sense of what that would be?
What's been discussed during the Obama administration and perhaps is still being discussed now would be something like bombing the Assad Air Force, taking out his planes, his runways, that sort of thing. We're not hearing that in a way that suggests it's a serious option at the moment. That's the kind of thing that's been discussed, but it hasn't happened. That would create all sorts of additional complications in the war. The U.S. has been talking with the Russians about how to fight ISIS and things like that. So you would add a whole other layer of complications if you did start going after the Assad regime.
Because, of course, Russia backs the Assad regime.
Correct.
Greg Myrie, NPR's national security correspondent. Thanks as always.
My pleasure, Robin.